The fears we don't face become our limits. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we talk about how to stop limiting yourself. Enjoy.
I would say to you, there are two master skills. I invite you to write them down. Two fundamental skills that you have to master to have an extraordinary life that lasts. It's like getting rich. Anybody can get rich. Staying rich is a different thing, right? And I don't just mean financially rich. I mean emotionally, spiritually, physically, relationship rich, all the riches that are available to us. What are the two skills? The first skill is the science of achievement. The science of achievement. And notice I said science. The reason is because achievement is a science. And anyone can learn it. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter anything. The only thing that limits you is limiting beliefs. But once you figure out the science, for example, I just spent the last 4 years interviewing 50 of the most brilliant financial minds on the planet, all people who are not part of the Lucky Sperm Club, meaning they actually earned it themselves. They started with nothing, they built billions of dollars, and I want to see, was there common denominators? And there were. And if you practice what they teach, which is what I put into a book, if you do it, there's zero question what you do. I applied what I've learned the last 4 years and tripled my net worth, which was already extremely high. And it all just came from applying what I learned. Because I went to the very best on earth, success leaves clues, figured out what they're doing, did it myself, and I teach other people too as well. Your body, we're all unique biochemically, but not that unique. Meaning there are certain fundamentals related to health, vitality, and energy. There are certain laws. If you violate those laws, you're going to have low energy and you're going to have dis-ease in your body. That's what disease is, dis-ease, right? If you align with them, you're going to have enormous amounts of energy and you're going to have an extraordinary life because you'll have the energy to make it happen. But those are principles. There are laws. You violate them, you pay the price. Whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. Your beliefs don't matter. What matters is those are the rules. But let's point out real fast what does it take to achieve. I want to give you what I believe, and you tell me if this is right or wrong. And maybe the best way to do this is to measure it. So I want you right now to think of something that you've achieved in your life that once seemed difficult or impossible to you. Something that once seemed like it was a pipe dream, like it would be impossible, but today it's in your life. That might have been starting your own business and now you have it. That might have been a person you wanted to go out with, you're hoping they'd say yes to going out, you're hoping you'd kiss them, you're hoping you'd make love to them, and now you're married to them, good morning, and you're gone. Law of familiarity, right? But it was once a dream, it was once like unbelievable, it seemed impossible. Maybe it was earning a certain amount of money. Maybe it was something simple, like how many of you when you were really young, there was a car that was like, or maybe even today, there was a car that was a symbol to you of freedom or success or something. Anybody have a relationship with like that something, right? So you wanted it, and it seemed impossible, and then you made it happen. How many can think of something right now that once was impossible and it's in your life today, solid, you made it happen? Let me see your hands. Say I. Then here's what I found. The best way to figure out how to duplicate success is to study how you've already done it. So think of that situation that once seemed impossible. It's now in your life. When it was impossible, what made it go from impossible to your life? Think about it. Well, what did you do to take this thing that seemed impossible and now it's in your life? But I would argue to you that there's three fundamental steps that everybody goes through at a minimum. If you took something once seemed impossible, it's there. And if we recognize what they are, you can go back to it and you know it works because you've done it before. And you can apply it to anything. And I've applied it most of my life. And by simplifying it, whenever I really want to achieve something, I come back to these three steps and I make it happen. So the first step is, tell me if this is true for you. You became obsessed by it. This thing you wanted, you didn't just want it, your hunger for it got stronger. Your desire for it got stronger. She's smiling, yes. Was it him? Good, I like that. Lucky man, right? But you had this hunger, you had this desire, but it's a hunger and a desire that wouldn't go away. People always ask me, one of the most common questions I'll get asked by people in the media is, Tony, is there a common trait? Because, you know, I coach all these multi-billionaires now at this point in my life. So I've got guys that have now become, I've coached them, but they're now my friends. So people like to give you an idea. Mark Benioff, who started Salesforce.com from zero, and they're going to do this year $8 billion. And he did it right out of one of my seminars. Came up and told me, You convinced me. I'm leaving my company. I'm going to start this business. I'm going to apply the principles you taught. He said, it's called Salesforce.com. I'm leaving Oracle. We're going to do $100 million. He thought that was big. Now they're doing $8 billion. But I'm coaching these people. Or to give you an idea, Sir Richard Branson. Richard's a good friend of mine. You know, 400 companies he has. He's just, and you say, what do these people have in common? A Steve Forbes. What do they all have in common? What they have in common is hunger. A hunger that doesn't go away. Most people are hungry because things are uncomfortable, they don't like how it is, and they go to try to fix it, or they lose weight to get in the bikini for a month or whatever it is, but the hunger doesn't last. The people that are most successful on the face of the earth, I think intelligence is one of the most valuable things a human being can have and develop. But how many of you know somebody who's incredibly smart and can't fight their way out of a paper bag, right? So intelligence is not enough. What's gonna make you maximize your ability is hunger. A hunger that doesn't go away. So in the area where you achieved, your hunger was sustained. You got hungry, you got desirous, but you didn't let it go. How many can relate to this when you think about this item, this situation? You were hungry, you were driven, and you wouldn't let it go. How many can relate to this? Say, I. And because you had that hunger, what did it do? It gave you the drive to do something, which is the second step. Once that hunger is strong enough, it'll pour you into action. So step two is you gotta take massive what? Massive, write down, massive action is the cure-all. We all know it, but we forget it. People say, I don't know what to do. Here's what you do. Try anything. I don't know where to start. Throw up a rock, wherever it lands, start there. The next person goes by, go, I need to talk to you. You're the first person after the rock. Whatever it takes, you can get them going. But what people do is they think they have to know the answer. What they really got to do is get into action.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on the platform you're listening on. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.